This is James Smith from Dalworth Clean. We go back with Neil Sperry since the early 80s. We welcome you to another hour of Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
Oh, thank you, James, very, very much. What a great guy and what a wonderful sponsor he has been and continues to be. I appreciate him. Let me give you the phone number right now. The calls that we did have are gone, and for whatever the reason, and this is your chance to call through. We're going to have Steve Huddleston in just a moment from the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and while we're getting his report, I would love to have you fill up those old phone lines at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. I talked my way right up to the top of the hour and didn't have a chance to give the phone number, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. We go right now to the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, sponsored by Dallas Plumbing Company. We have Steve Huddleston, the senior horticulturist. Steve, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
Appreciate you joining us today. I do not have a report that you have sent to me. I've lost it in all my paperwork here, and that's my bad. So I'm kind of listening to you today. I'll follow your guide. I know we'll end with the directions on how to find you, and everything in between is up to you.
Well, I can just make up anything then.
You can. What you having for breakfast today?
Well, anyway, first of all, it's wonderful to have this rain.
Yes.
Boy, what a blessing.
It is a blessing.
But this is the second spectacular week for sweet autumn clematis in the garden. This, of course, is a vine that originally came from Japan. It has escaped cultivation here in Texas. But every fall, late summer, early fall, it creates a cascade of white blossoms resembling a blanket of snow. And then the vanilla fragrance of this vine permeates the air of the garden. It's just a wonderful delight to have in the garden.
Fragrances in the garden this time of year, when you get some of this, the heavy weather, just not driving rain, but I just mean this kind of closed-in environment. Boy, those fragrances are especially heady. They're wonderful.
Well, and another vine that's doing well for us, and I've mentioned this before, is evergreen wisteria.
Mm-hmm.
Really, this doesn't start blooming until about July, but boy, just lately, it has looked spectacular. The vine has terminal clusters of reddish violet flowers that are beautiful against the evergreen foliage of this sturdy vine. I will say that if you smell the flowers, they smell like mothballs. So it's an interesting fragrance.
Not exactly like the Wisteria sinensis we have in the springtime. Then just looks
That's
like
true.
It. Gotcha.
That's true.
Gotcha.
And speaking of purple, now of course is the best time of the year to view the American beautyberry shrub. Mm. Right now, it has clusters of iridescent purple fruit lining the stems. This shrub is a large, sprawling shrub. It's deciduous. It gets about 5 to 7 feet tall. It's native to East Texas, but does well in our area. In the spring, it has pale pink flowers that are really inconspicuous, but by late summer, you see those stems lined with clusters of fruit, and it's just spectacular. So birds love the fruit. It's a good shrub for a wildscape, and this is a shrub that does well in full sun to dappled shade.
It's a really pretty plant. It was the feature I had yesterday in the Star Telegram in my column. I love that plant, and the photos that I had in the Star Telegram are ones from my own yard. It's just a beautiful plant. So that's great. Well, those are all things you can see at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden. And you have, how many have you told me, 18 separate gardens that make up the Fort Worth Botanic Garden?
We have at least 23. Let me do say one other thing.
Okay.
Next Saturday, the 22nd, is the Iris and Daylily Sale at the Garden Center. That's from 9 to 5. Boy, this is a great opportunity to buy irises and daylilies from those who grow these perennials. So be there at 9 for the best selection.
Yes. All right. And so that's next Saturday. It's in the Botanic Garden building?
Yes, yes.
The Garden Center building? Okay. All right. Yes. And so that's at the north entrance. All right. All right. Tell folks how to find you.
We are just north of I-30 on University Drive across from Trinity Park.
All right. And that's just a couple miles west of downtown Fort Worth off I-30. And what is the information number?
Well, it's a 24-hour line. That is 817-871-7686.
All right, and the easiest part of all is the website.
Let's see, that's fwbg.org.
That's the longest you've ever hesitated. Steve Huddleston, sir, I appreciate you always on Sunday mornings for great reports. Thank you, my friend.
Well, thank you.
Talk to you. Bye-bye. All right, Steve Huddleston, senior horticulturist at the Fort Worth Botanic Garden, and that report is sponsored today by Dallas Plumbing Company, serving the DFW Metroplex continuously since 1903. Oh, my goodness, 1903. That is 109 years. That is a legacy. That's a company family-owned by the Downs family for four generations all of that time. One company for all of your plumbing, heating, and air conditioning needs. Dallas Plumbing Company is a Carrier factory authorized dealer. Carrier, turn to the experts. Now through November 15, you can get up to $1,350 cash back and 0% interest for up to 3 years on new qualifying high-efficiency Carrier air conditioning systems. New customers who haven't used Dallas Plumbing in the past 3 years will receive $50 off your first plumbing and air conditioning service call. Now let me also suggest that you go by their kitchen and bath showroom. That's where we first met Dallas Plumbing, and that was about 8 or 9 years ago. Our builder said, well, here's where you need to go. You need to go to the showroom. You're going to love this place. And we did. I never dreamed I'd get to do ads for them. It's at 11,055 Plano Road in Dallas. 11055 Plano Road. That's north northeast of LBJ Freeway, a mile or so. I don't know how far it is, not very far. Avoid problems with fitting your new fixtures to your plumbing. Talk to the experts first. DallasPlumbing.com is the website. These are really nice people. I am blessed to have them as an advertiser for Carrier and all of your heating and air conditioning needs and for all of their plumbing resources. It's DallasPlumbing.com, 214-340-6300. The kitchen and bath showroom opens 6 days a week. DallasPlumbing.com.
Hi, I'm Fred Marshall from Advanced Foundation Repair. We're proud to have been a part of Neil Sperry's radio program since 1995. And now, once again, here's Neil.
Thank you, Fred, very, very much. Great guy. Once again, our phone number, 1-800-288-WBAP. And we go to Alan in Sulphur Springs. Alan, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hello, Neil. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you, sir. How can I help you?
Well, what I got here is a problem with wood ants in my trees.
All right.
The type of trees I have, most of them is cherry laurels, and they've got in my plum trees and just eat them up.
All right. Now, normally when ants get into tree trunks, they're usually invited in there by some other problem that was there beforehand.
Okay.
Cherry laurels and plums are sisters. They are very closely related plants. I know that sounds kind of odd. They're both in the rose family, but in addition to being in the same family, they're in the same genus. They're both in the genus Prunus, P-R-U-N-U-S. And so insect problems and disease problems that they have, to some degree, are shared. Peach tree borers can very often get into cherry laurel trees, and other borers will get into them as well. And I imagine that you have some other avenue that's let the ants get in there. I think the ants are probably somewhat innocent bystanders, just kind of hanging out in the trees. That would be my guess. If you have a different opinion, I'd love to hear it now, but I imagine that the ants are not the main cause of the problem.
Okay. Well, I imagine they've been scarred, like you say, something already started it. But
yeah, plum trees.
What can I do?
Well, plum trees, what else are you seeing? You talk about the ants being in there, but what else are you seeing? What's happened to the tree itself?
Oh, they just eat the heartwood plum out of it.
All right, and you're sure they're actually carrying that out? It's not decaying and they're just living in there?
You got me. It's probably decaying and they're probably living in there.
Okay, well, I'm not trying to talk you into it.
You were already saying that they was already scarred up.
Right.
There's a problem there, but man, they're in there.
Well, in the case of plum trees, I would say that if you can get a plum tree to live and be productive for 10 to 20 years, you've done pretty well, especially now that some of our better insecticides, better in terms of controlling borers and other pest problems, are no longer available to consumers. It's hard to keep an orchard, a plum and peach orchard, going very long because of peach tree borers and in the case of plums, bacterial stem canker, which is a bacterial disease that causes a splitting of the branches. There's just a lot of issues going on. Alan, what I'm going to suggest you do is take some photos, some close-up photos of the affected areas, and get them into a nurseryman. Let a Texas Master Certified Nursery Professional help you, either in Sulphur Springs or Greenville or in East half of Dallas County or something. And next time you're in that area, and see if you can get some very precise advice. The reason I want you to go into an independent retail garden center is because you're most likely to find a really well-trained veteran nurseryman there, and they'll have the products that you might use if there are products available. We don't have good borer preventive products anymore, and there have never been good borer curing insecticides. But we gotta get it nailed down a little bit closer to what might be causing it. You're welcome to post a photo or two on my Facebook page, and let me see if I can pick something out. It's just at Neil Sperry, and I'll be happy to take a look there.
Okie doke.
All right. Good luck with it. And I'm sorry I couldn't be a lot more precise. Thank you, sir. All right. We will come back to go to Lynn in Kaufman in just a second. A knockout rose question. Stay tuned, if you will. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine and my 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar together in this very special offer for just $36.95. And let me tell you that you're going to be getting a month of my work when you get the calendar alone. And the reason I say that is there are 12,000 words in the calendar of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It takes me about 3 hours to do the typing of each month of text, and an hour to proof it, and another hour or so to kind of arrange it so that it fits on the page properly. So that's about it's almost a work day per month of the calendar, 12 work days. That doesn't address the photographs at all, certainly doesn't address the proofreading and all the other things that go with this. So you have a month of my work. 12,000 words of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. You get that, a lovely calendar that will be as pretty as any you find in the bookstores, and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. This is my 30th annual Texas Gardening Calendar, and it is 27 years that we've been publishing our magazine. You get all of that for only $36.95 and a $3 postage charge on the calendar. And that's the pre-print price on the calendar. When we go to press with it, the price goes up. It will never come back down to $36.95 again. Satisfaction is completely guaranteed, but you must call before 11 today if you want this lowest price. 1-800-752-GROW. 1-800-752-GROW. Call before 11. 1-800-752-GROW. 4769. As we make the turn toward fall, maybe you think you escaped summer without foundation issues. But if you had the traditional problems, cracks in the walls, or doors that started to stick, you need to call Advanced Foundation Repair. The home inspection is free. Their patented ProLift repair system is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house. So at the first sign of trouble, you call Advanced Foundation Repair. 214-333-0003. 214-333-0003. FoundationRepairs.com. Irrigator Supply has donated to the Crepe Myrtle Trails of McKinney, a very nice donation, and this ad is in support of that, and we thank them. Irrigator Supply is a locally owned and operated irrigation supply company specializing in professional irrigation and drainage products and pumps and erosion control. They carry a full line of Weathermatic, Rainbird, Irritrol, and Toro irrigation equipment. They are great people, so you need to call. You know what? When you call in there, you tell Scott Heidman that I mentioned his name in his ad, and he will smile, and that'll be good. They also have a new division, the Gator Power Equipment, which specializes in outdoor power equipment like Gravely, Toro, and Steel. With a tight economy, Irrigator Supply offers the best pricing up front and a team of knowledgeable professionals who will provide the support for all of your questions. Irrigators Supply will treat you with honesty and fairness while providing the best service available with competitive pricing. I shop at Irrigators Supply, and Scott Heidman is my friend there, and I hope that you will go in and say hi to all the folks at Irrigators Supply for all of your repair and installation needs. They're at 101 Throckmorton Street in McKinney. That's east of downtown McKinney by 5 or 6 blocks. They'll give you directions. Easy to find them. 972-562-5390. 972-562-5390. Irrigatorssupply.net. There's a double S in there. Irrigatorssupply.net. 101 Throckmorton Street in McKinney. Remember, a properly designed and maintained irrigation system not only saves water now, but for the future. Irrigatorssupply.net.
Busy Bees Pest Control is truly a full-service pest control company for residential, commercial, and multifamily properties serving the entire Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. Their full pest control service can handle all forms of pest control from bees and bed bugs to animal trapping and bird control and much more. Visit their website, busybees.com, to learn more about bed bug detecting dogs Alfie and Trapper. Busy Bees Pest Control. See how good a service can be. For more information, call toll-free at 1-800-INSECTS or visit them at busybees.com. That's BIZZYBEES.com.
All right, thank you. They are fabulous. Let me tell you right now about Encore Electric Service Delivery with some electric safety tips. Before you trim your trees or start construction that will bring your tools or you within 10 feet of power lines, you need to be calling Encore at 888-313-6862. They can help you determine what needs to be done in order to complete the project safely. 888-313-6862. Do not work on tree limbs that are in contact with power lines. Tree limbs in contact with high voltage power lines can act as conductors, and you could be seriously injured or even killed if contact is made. And I'm going to add a little bit to that script in saying that you need to trace the power lines from the supply line out at the street or alley to your home. Sometimes trees are so dense you can't see those power lines. You need to make sure there's nothing running through the tree. If a tree is making contact with the power line and causing sparking or fire, leave the area immediately and call 911. Before you dig in your yard for shrubs, trees, or fence posts, make sure you know where underground electric lines are located. Before digging, always call 811 at least 2 business days before you start digging to have underground lines located and marked at no charge. For more information, go to Encore.com. Remember, if you see an immediate emergency with sparking of wires, call 911. If you just want to know where the underground wires are located, call 811 at least 2 business days ahead. Encore, Encore.com. Back to our phone lines to Lynn in Kaufman. Lynn, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
How may I help you?
Well, we planted about 15 knockout rose bushes around our house early May, and they've done fine up until like the last month, and I lost one totally. The leaves on the bottom of the plants are turning yellow and just dropping off, and it just looks like they're dying.
All right, and which one of the knockouts did you get? Which variety?
I don't know.
What color is it?
They're dark pink.
All right. The original single red knockout, it's mm-hmm. a single or gently semi-double. The original knockout was a red rose, and that one was labeled as Earthkind by Texas A&M because it was highly resistant to disease problems. Mm-hmm. It sounds to me like you have one of the other knockout roses, other types, and they are variously affected by black spot. The disease black spot begins at the bottom of the plant. It causes the leaves to turn yellow. There will be dark brown or almost black spots on them with the yellow halo around them that engulfs the entire leaf. And then the leaf drops, and pretty soon you have a palm tree sitting out there with no leaves. Mm-hmm. And if that's what you have, then probably the plant will come back, but you're also going to have to spray it with a fungicide every week or so just to keep it from having problems. I really would recommend if you ever replant or plant new roses that you stay totally within the Earthkind rose category from Texas A&M. I want to explain how Steve George did that research. He planted several hundred varieties of roses just in a replicated test. He works for Texas A&M and is a good friend. And he refused to spray them. He just said, I'm going to see which roses are bulletproof. And he had a cadre of very veteran rosarians from all over Texas and now all over America testing these things. And those that hold up in a variety of areas without any spraying and continue to bloom well and grow well year after year are labeled as Earthkind. There are, I think, 25 Earthkind roses now. So if you'll look online at Earthkind roses, and that's one word, Earthkind, you'll see that list and descriptions of them. And so when you replant, go with those and you won't have these issues. But I'll bet you a black spot. That's what that sounds like.
What kind of fungicide should I
Well, get? You'll find several. There are some good rose fungicides available at retail garden centers, and I would just get in and choose one. If it's labeled for black spot, it's going to be fine. If I start giving you long chemical names, it ends up being a spelling bee here all morning, and I don't like to do that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
I appreciate
so
your call so much. Thank
help.
You. Yes. All right, let's go to Larry in Keller. Larry, this is Neil. Good morning.
Yes, good morning, Neil. I'd first like to say I enjoy reading your weekly articles in the Fort Worth paper.
Thank you very much.
Yes. My question involves a recommendation for a post-emergent herbicide for broadleaf weed control, dandelions and such, that is safe to use under the drip line of trees.
That's quite a restriction, isn't it? Because when you look at all labels of almost all the big common products, you will find that it says do not apply beneath trees and shrubs. And the reason for that is that one or more of the ingredients in that product is active or are active in the soil and can be taken in through the roots. The active ingredient that you're looking for that is not active in the soil, the ingredient that you want, is 2,4-D, the old-fashioned 50-year-old herbicide that still works wonderfully. It's it's just a short beginning of a long chemical name. It's 2,4-D. And then on the label in the fine print, you'll see this long name after that, but you'll recognize that as 2,4-D. And any nurseryman, any independent retail garden center, if you get to a manager or a veteran salesperson, they will know what you're asking for. It is difficult to find products that only contain that. Most of the big national products contain a couple of other active ingredients, and both of them will go in through the soil. If you go into an independent retail garden center, there is a Texas product line, Fertilome, and they have in the American and High Yield brands, which are also part of the Fertilome family, they have a 2,4-D product. And so independent garden centers have that. I don't think the big national chains have it.
Yes, thank you. That's my problem because...
Well, that's a long answer, but that gets you right to where you need to go.
Exactly, because most of the national brands have dicamba, among other things.
I'm well aware.
Okay, so I'll look for that product line and at the independent nurseries.
You got
thank
it.
Thank you very much, Neil.
All right, thank you very, very much. All right, we will come back and go to Jane in Waxahachie in just a second. She has moonflowers being chewed up, and we do have a line open now. I've opened several lines, and this is our next, segment we have is the longest one. I can take most calls then. 800-288-WBAP. Call right now. 800-288-9227. Fall is absolutely the best time to plant trees and shrubs, and Covington Nursery and Landscape Company in Rowlett has brought in truckloads of premium plants. They continue to bring in truckloads of premium plants to make your landscape beautiful. At Covington's, you'll find all the top trees for our area, Chinese pistachio, Shantung maple, Schumard red oaks, and many other oak varieties in several different sizes. Shrubs of every color and description, lots of fresh flowers that add eye-catching color that you want in your landscape. Hundreds of Covington's trees and shrubs are on sale. You can see their entire available stock list, including plant varieties, sizes, and prices, by going to covingtonnursery.com. covingtonnursery.com. There's a double N in the middle of that. Check out the calendar of fall classes and events on their website as well. Lots of fun things planned. They're getting ready for their fifth fall festival on October 13. The hay maze is already built. They're expecting giant shipments of pumpkins around the end of September. You'll love shopping at Covington's. The selection will amaze you, and you'll be thrilled with the friendly service. They've been there for almost 40 years in Rowlett. At 5518 President George Bush Highway, that's not what it was called then. It used to be Liberty Grove Road, just north of Highway 66 off the Bush Turnpike in Rowlett. Open 7 days a week, 972-475-5888. On the web, covingtonnursery.com. It's Covington's in Rowlett.
Tradition, heritage, experience. 90 years of serving North Texas. News Talk 820 AM and 96.7 FM. WBAP.
Once again, give us a call if you'd like. It's 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. You have heard me talk about Dalworth Clean for more than 30 years and how I admire their business very, very much. You heard me say that last hour. Well, Dalworth can now help you create a healthier and cleaner living environment for you and your family starting beneath your home. I'm proud to announce to you Dalworth Crawl Space. Leave it to the folks at Dalworth and Dalworth Restoration to come up with some great idea, some great concept. This is a part of Dalworth Restoration called Dalworth Crawl Space. Homes with soil crawl spaces, dirt below the house, cost more money to heat and cool. That can cause structural damage. It can even be affecting your health. Dalworth Crawl Space has a solution to a dirty crawl space or basement. It's called Clean Space Encapsulation. A Clean Space liner is used to isolate the house from the earth completely and permanently. Similar to a pool liner, it's 7 layers of a blend of polyethylene and polyester cord reinforcement. 7 layers. The liner is installed and sealed along the walls and flooring. This is quite a process. It's also sealed around other objects such as pipes, columns, and piers. For more information, call Dalworth Crawl Space at 214 or 817, then Metro 267-8433. 214 or 817, then Metro 267-8433. On the web, it's dalworthrestoration.com, dalworthrestoration.com for Dalworth Crawl Space. Time to check in with the WBAP 24/7 newsroom with Jerry Overton. Jerry.
Thank you, Neil. WBAP News Time now 9:32. Both Mitt Romney and the president on the campaign trail this weekend. I'm Jerry Overton in the WBAP 24/7 newsroom. We'll have details after your first weather and traffic. And starting with the WBAP Weather in Touch forecast. Today, cloudy, light showers continuing this morning, 80 for the high. Tonight, the clouds stick around and some heavy fog forming overnight in some areas, 64 for the low. Tomorrow, partly sunny and warmer. Chance of isolated thunderstorms, 85 for the high. For Tuesday, partly sunny early. It's going to be clearing by afternoon. It's going to be cooler, too, only 78 on Tuesday. We've got light rain, 66 degrees. Now, let's get an update of the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch.
Thank you, Jerry, and it's busy out on the roadways. Wreck reported I-35E northbound at I-30 downtown Dallas, also eastbound 30 at I-35E, separate wreck there. 35W northbound at Northeast 28th Street, a crash in Fort Worth. This report brought to you by Chamberlain Garage Door Openers. Garage door left open, no problem, with Chamberlain's new MyQ garage door monitor included with every battery backup garage door opener. You can monitor and close your garage door from anywhere in the house, keeping your mind clear and your home secure. Available exclusively at Lowe's or visit Chamberlain.com. With the WBAP 24-hour on-time traffic watch, I'm Blaine Brooks.
An Illinois man who allegedly planned to set off a car bomb outside a bar in downtown Chicago is now in custody. U.S. Attorney's Office in Chicago says 18-year-old Abdel Daoud was arrested last night in an undercover operation in which agents pretending to be extremists provided him with a phony car bomb. Well, the battle for a handful of swing states continues this week in the presidential race, with both President Obama and Mitt Romney making a number of stops. David Curley with the latest from the White House.
There is a lot of Republican grumbling that Romney has not been able to turn any of these numbers. He hasn't been able to turn one battleground state in his favor, and Republicans are really concerned about that. Some of them would like to see him making more appearances Instead, he's spending time getting ready for the debates.
And Curley says the president's out trying to get early votes and bank those. NATO says it's investigating statements by Afghan officials that 8 women and girls have been killed in an overnight airstrike happening in eastern Afghanistan. A provincial government spokesman says the bodies were brought to the governor's office. NATO says initial reports showed only insurgents were killed. Again, the high today, 80 degrees, 66 degrees right now. For the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom, I'm Jerry Overton. Now back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very much. Don't let annoying insects ruin your outdoor fun this year. Fight back with Ortho's 1-2 Punch. Step one is to use Ortho Home Defense Max Insect Killer to create an insect barrier to kill insects inside and keep the insects out. It protects against ants, roaches, and spiders for up to 12 months indoors on non-porous surfaces. That includes black widow and brown recluse spiders. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Pick up the new Ortho Home Defense Max bottle with a comfort wand, a revolutionary battery-powered applicator. It's the easy way to spray. No more trigger, no more pull and spray. Then step two is to apply Ortho Bug Be Gone Max to your lawn and garden at the first sign of insect activity or damage. It's easy to apply and fast-acting. It'll take care of more than 100 listed outdoor insects for up to 3 months. Get the powerful 1-2 punch of Home Defense Max and Bug Be Gone Max, both from Ortho. Defend what's yours. Always read all product labels and follow their directions. This is Ortho Bug Be Gone Max and Ortho Home Defense Max. You can find out more at ortho.com.
The 24-hour newsroom, the 24-hour traffic watch, and the weather from meteorologist Brad Barton. It's all here. News Talk 820 AM, 96.7 FM, WBAP.
Norway Irrigation. My friend Bill Jensen. I've known Bill 42 years. Bill hasn't aged. I have. But Norway Irrigation has just gotten better and better. He founded the company in 1983. They're in their 30th year, and they have served the Dallas-Fort Worth and surrounding counties faithfully ever since. This is a great irrigation contracting company. They have thousands of happy customers, and I am one of them. Bill Jensen and Norway Irrigation both stand for quality, service, and affordability. Bill could have grown his business to be national. He could have had it here and there and everywhere. He's a very fine businessman. But I really respect one additional part of this whole plan, and that is that Bill decided he didn't want to do that. He wanted to maintain his business in a manageable size where he could be hands-on and make sure that the quality is always there. Norway Irrigation. Weathermatic equipment, including the SmartLine controllers, it can save as much as 30 to 40% in your water bill. They have a long history of working with architects, designers, homeowners, and landscape companies on all sizes of projects, large and small. Bill was brought in to do the design of the irrigation system of the new $40 or $50 million children's garden at the Dallas Arboretum. It took him 3 full long weeks of designing to do that, he told me. Remember Norway Irrigation for quality service and affordability of your sprinkler system at your home. Designed by the best, installed by the best, and maintained by the best, that's Norway Irrigation. NorwayIrrigation.com, 972-446-3292. 972-446-3292. It's Norway Irrigation.
Hi, I'm Steve Barrett of Arborological Services. Once again, here's our friend, Neil Sperry.
All right. Thank you very much, Steve. And we go right back to our phone lines. Let's go to Jane in Waxahachie. Jane, thank you for calling. How can I help you today?
Good morning, Neil.
Hi.
I have planted from seed moonflower plants. They grew fast and they grew big. They've been gorgeous, but I've noticed this last week, came home from work one day, looked like they had my plants had been beaten up by a hailstorm. Got to looking closer and discovered nasty green worms that about as big as my little finger attached themselves on the underneath side of the leaves and just commenced to devouring.
Mm-hmm.
They're a green color like the plant.
Hang on just a second. Let me ask you a question. I'm not an entomologist. If you're describing it so I can identify it for you, I'm not going to be able to do that.
Okay.
I can help you control it, but I can't help you identify it.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care what they are. I just want to get rid of them.
All right, Bacillus thuringiensis will control them. That's what you need to apply.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Bacillus thuringiensis. If you get into a garden center, or an independent garden center, and you ask for BT, they'll know what you're talking about, like Baker Tom, BT, Bacillus thuringiensis. It's a biological worm control, and it will control all types of caterpillars. It's especially good. It's the only thing that will work on looping types of caterpillars, like cabbage loopers, the ones that make the horseshoe as they inchworm across a leaf. But it will also control the types that just walk normally, just straight. So it's the go-to for all kinds of caterpillars. If you have a type of caterpillar that is not a looper, then you can use 7 also as a spray, S-E-V-I-N, 7.
Okay. Great. That's what I'm
going to
do.
That'll work. All right. Thank you for waiting on me. I appreciate it. Let me go to Rusty in Weatherford. Rusty, this is Neil. Good morning. Hello, Rusty.
How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. Thank you, and I'm glad you called. What can I do for you?
Yes, sir. This year I've noticed that I've got an overabundance of pecans, just better than I've ever had. And I'm trying to see. Every year it seems like the boars or the crows get them before I can. And I'm trying to see if it's too late to spray for the boars or what I can do it's a very, very big crop this year.
All right. Let me, it probably is too late to do any spraying, but let me try to refine the term just a little bit. Are you talking about an insect that is getting into the meat of the pecan kernel itself or into the shuck out around the pecan? Got two different insect candidates.
Well, I guess it's the one that gets all the way into the pecan because when you open it up, it's just hollow,
All right. Let me try to help best I can. We've got three things going on. You just introduced a third option. If you open a pecan after it falls to the ground and you find a white maggot inside the pecan eating the kernel, that's pecan weevil. If you have pecans that do not fall properly or when they fall, the shucks remain attached to them in November, December, January. The shucks never release, and you find that there has been tunneling within the outer shuck, the green part, not the nut itself, but the outer wrapper. That would be a hickory shuck worm, and that one cuts off the supply line to the inside of the pecan, so they don't fill out at all. They're not devoured; they just never fill out. The water and the nutrients that the pecan uses to make the two halves of the pecan, the kernel, all have to go out to the far end of that shuck and then come into the fruit from that far end. And so if hickory shuckworm is there tunneling around in the shuck, the supply line is shut down. The bridge is severed. And so hickory shuckworm and pecan weevil luckily have the same spray dates, and that would be the first week of August and the last week of August. Spraying this late is useless. If they're there, they're there. The third option that will cause pecans to fall prematurely, and I don't know that that is the case. That's not what you're describing. But that's pecan scab, and those pecans have pretty much all fallen by now. They fell in August and early September, and they turn black, and they're laying out on the driveway or out on the ground. And way early. They're of no value. They turn black right away. They're no good. So that's the whole series of fall things that happen to pecans, and it's too late for all of them.
Okay, so next year.
Next year you need to go online and you need to print the homeowner pecan spray schedule from Texas A&M. Do a web search for Texas A&M homeowner pecan spray schedule, and then just print that and follow it.
All right, they'll tell you what product.
They'll do the best they can. It's hard to find some of these products, Rusty, in consumer products. Malathione is the insecticide. That part's easy. The fungicide is the hard part for the pecan scab. But malathione is what you would use in early August, late August for hickory shuckworm and pecan weevils.
Okay.
All right. Hey, I appreciate your call very, very much. Thank you, sir. That opens a line at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. It's been kind of quiet this morning on the phones. I do see that in the fall. That's just a normal occurrence, but usually it starts about a month from now. So I'll just own it and say, hey, give us a call. It's a good time to call, 800-288-9227. Let's go to Laverne in Denton. Laverne, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, Neil. Love the show. Love the magazine.
Thank you.
I have a Esperanza, though, a Golden Star, I believe. That's gotten leggy. There's one limb on it that's a good foot and a half taller than the others. Can I just cut it back?
Yes, absolutely. It probably will not have time to form more flowers before fall, though, before frost.
Yeah, that's the shame in it.
Well,
it does have blooms on the end, and I may just leave it. But
yeah, it's, you know what, it's kind of an oddball plant in terms of its growth. It's kind of a leaning plant. It's not really a shrub, not really a vine, and they can get kind of rangy looking late in the season. I was out in town driving around some yesterday with my wife, and I noticed a couple of them in landscapes, and they're just kind of odd looking by now. But if you prune it, it's not going to have time to turn it around and bloom before first frost, which would be as early as 6 or 8 weeks from now.
Okay. But I can prune it to shape it at that time.
You can prune it to shape it. What are you going to do with it this winter?
Well, it's in the ground, so I'm not sure.
Well, it'll freeze to the ground, so you know you're going to start over for next year.
That's true. Hopefully
it will make it through the winter. I've never had that luck in my Collin County landscape, but
really,
yeah, maybe you'll be luckier than I am. If you're in an urban heat pocket, you know, for example, in Denton, if you're within the loop, so to say, I imagine you're probably 5 degrees warmer than you would be if you were out in a rural area around Denton. That's the case where we live. Outside McKinney, we're always 5 or 6 degrees cooler than the downtown area of McKinney, even, yeah.
Well, I'll hope for the best.
Hope for the best. Hope for a mild winter.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Okay.
Take care. Okay. On one hand, we hope for an extreme winter. They'll get rid of all the mosquitoes. And on the other hand, and that never works.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, we hope for mild. So thank you. Thanks for that call. All right, that opens maybe all of our lines. Let me give you the phone number at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Call right now, if you will, please. Let me tell you about Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening Magazine and Calendar. My 2013 Texas Gardening Calendar will go to press very shortly, and when it goes to press, the price of our offer goes up. I give you the best deal of the year every year before we have to commit to a paper count. How much paper do you want to buy? Neil, how many calendars are you going to print? And at that point, I am on the hook for any calendars I print, so I give you a better deal to try to get as many orders as we can in ahead of time. This will be a beautiful calendar. If you think of the prettiest calendar you've ever bought in a bookstore, that's the way our calendar, I hope, will look. That's my goal. It's been that way for 29 years. This will be my 30th annual. But there's another difference, a couple of differences with my calendar. It's not going to be in the bookstores. I don't fight that battle with the big national calendars and the national bookstores. I don't want to go to Connecticut or wherever you have to go to try to sell my calendar. I do it this way, and I'm happy with that. Now, we offer it here, and your satisfaction is completely guaranteed. If you get it and you say, well, I don't know what I expected, we'll refund every penny. It almost never happens. The other difference with my calendar is that it has almost 12,000, maybe more than 12,000 words of when to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden for 2013. So when we talk about hickory shuckworms and pecan weevils, you bet they're right in there with the best of them. And all the other things you need to know, hundreds of bullets of when to do things. Get all that information, a beautiful calendar, at a 38% savings, along with a one-year new or renewal subscription to the best regional gardening magazine in America. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine, now 27 years old, all of it written just for Texas. $36.95 plus $3 postage on the calendar. The price will go up when we go to press. That's the lowest price for the full year of the magazine, the calendar, and all that information. Call before 11 today to get it. 1-800-752-GROW. 800-752-GROW. 800-752-4769.
Don't miss Shades of Green's annual tree sale going on now. Cooler temperatures mean cool savings when you take advantage of this incredible sale. When you buy one tree, 10-gallon size or larger, you can save from 10 to 30%. New fall perennials, seasonal color, and pumpkins will be making their arrival into the nursery soon, along with a great selection of fall vegetable plants. Don't miss out on the best selection and variety by shopping early. Fall is the best time for planting in North Texas, and our professional staff is ready to assist you in designing the landscape of your dreams. Shades of Green really is not your ordinary nursery. Give them a call at 972-335-9095. That's 972-335-9095. Stop by and visit Shades of Green at 7401 Coit Road, just 2 miles north of Highway 121 in Frisco. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com. That's shadesofgreeninc.com.
Hi, I'm Lynn Sperry, a member of the McKinney ISD Board of Trustees. Substance abuse can hit any family. It's a disease that knows no boundaries. Serenity High in McKinney offers hope. It offers a chance at completing high school in a sober environment. We think it's the only public recovery high school in America. It's a small and nurturing school. It's self-paced and each program is tailored to the specific student. Serenity High in McKinney is for students who have completed drug and alcohol treatment and who have been advised not to go back to their old schools. Serenity High in McKinney is a part of the McKinney School District, but it's open to students from all partnering districts. For more information, go to serenityhigh.org or call Principal Julie at 469-302-7830. That's Serenity High in McKinney.
Issues of that sort can crop up in any family. I know from firsthand experience that that happens, and our hearts go to families who struggle with youngsters with substance issues. I am really excited to get to help any way I can at Serenity High. These are young men and women who are beautiful children. You would never pick them out of a crowd. You hear their voices here on my program, and they are grateful for sobriety. They are grateful for a chance at a sober high school, a high school where sobriety is first and foremost. Education is 0.8% behind that, but sober comes first. And Serenity High is very, very special. SerenityHigh.org is the website, SerenityHigh.org. Find out if your ISD partners with the McKinney School District. It may be that it would not cost anything for your child to attend Serenity High. It is open to students who have completed bona fide drug and alcohol rehab programs and then been advised not to go back to their old school environments. Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. I had a wonderful opportunity to tape some television segments with Mary Traveland at Dixon Brothers in Mesquite just a couple of days ago. It looks beautiful. Wait till you see their water gardens out in the back. Everything that you could possibly want for your water garden. Leaves have begun to fall and should be removed from ponds and swimming pools. Dixon Brothers has just what you need, like a new pond vacuum or pool cleaner. You can also get helpful tips to make the job faster and easier. At Dixon Brothers, you can get all of the fall must-haves, including big top pond nets and sturdy pond shark telescoping nets. Ginkgo fish, fish foods for cooler temperature feeding, aquatic thermometers, and much more. Old Man Winter will be here before long, so plan ahead. Call Dixon Brothers to winterize your pool. Install a freeze guard to protect your equipment from costly freeze damage. Repair or replace malfunctioning pumps, heaters, or filters. Get winter covers for above-ground pools. They even have solar fish for your pools to extend the swimming season. Dixon Brothers, the Metroplex authority in swimming pool equipment, floating fountains, water gardens, and koi ponds. Visit Dixon Brothers showroom at 204 North Galloway in Mesquite or call them. They're open 6 days a week. Call tomorrow, 972-288-7537. D-I-C-K-S-O-N, and that's just 2 blocks north of historic downtown Mesquite. 972-288-7537. Dixon Brothers in Mesquite. Back to our phone lines, and we go to Tony in Granbury. Tony, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How may I help?
Well, I'm a new vegetable gardener and just had my first successful summer garden. I'm wondering, for this area of Texas, what should I be planting now as far as a fall garden is concerned?
You're very, very late, and I don't mean to dash your hopes, but probably at this point I would plant lettuce, radishes, maybe kale and cabbage, maybe broccoli, a fast-maturing type of broccoli. Maybe a little hard to find transplants of the cabbage and broccoli this late. Normally the time, and I'm gonna give you the really quick summation, the time for planting fall tomatoes is the last week of June, early July. Pumpkins also at that time. Peppers would be mid-July. Beans, cucumbers, squash, corn. I don't know what else I'm leaving out. 1st of August, mid-August would be cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts. Late August would be all the leafy and root crops. You could extend that a little bit. What we don't know is when the first freeze will come. I have seen it come as early as late October, and so you're 5 or 6 weeks from that time. It might be 2 months, 2.5 months. We don't know.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. Appreciate your call. Let's go to Vivian in Aledo. Vivian, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help?
I have a two-part question. I want to plant a fig tree, and I need to know when would be the best time and which would be the best variety for this area.
All right. The best time would be spring. Normally, I tell you that fall is the best time to plant woody plants, but there is one asterisk to that, and that would be plants that we know are a little bit on the tender order. We would probably wait and plant in the spring. That would include oleanders, and it would also include figs. There's no point, and gardenias. There's no point in planting them now and then having a really bad cold spell in the winter, take out a brand new plant. Better to let them get established. And so I would do that in the spring. Celeste and Texas Everbearing are the two varieties that you want to use, one or the other. There are many other varieties available. You'll probably find those primarily at independent retail garden centers. The national chains, my experience has been, very often will bring in West Coast varieties of figs that are not adapted here that end up with an insect called the dried fruit beetle ruining the fruit.
Oh, okay.
Celeste or Texas Everbearing.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Good luck with them. They'll do well for you. And be sure you give them plenty of room. They need a lot of space. I'm not going to try to get another call in before we do the news, but Lisa in Tom Bean, Texas, and Daniel in Willow Park, you have good questions, and I would like to have you hang on, if you will, through the newscast, and we'll be happy to get to you. I really would appreciate your hanging on for me, if you would. Folks, I hope you'll join me on Facebook. We have now, 13,800-some. People who are on our Facebook page at Neil Sperry, NEILSPERRY, and I always invite people to contribute their comments back in reply to others' questions, and I try to do as much as I can to answer questions there as well, but join us. It's a lot of fun, and I told my wife last night I tend to be a little more outspoken there than I am anywhere else, which doesn't make sense because it's easy enough to print that page off, but I'm careful. We have another hour. Stay tuned. Give us a call. 800-288-WBAP. If you're on hold, stay there, please. We'll be back after the news.